I have also the pleasure of introducing Deborah Williams from CRN Plus and GNP Plus, who will talk about domestic and gender-based violence in the Caribbean.
According to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, violence against women and girls continue unabated in every continent, country, and culture. It takes a devastating toll on women's lives, on their families, and on society as a whole. Most societies prohibit such violence, yet the reality is that too often it is covered up or condoned. Domestic and gender-based violence is a much bigger problem that affects more families than the actual figures shown, according to reports at most police stations in the Caribbean. This type of violence is not only inherently dehumanizing, it is a central cause of women's HIV exposure. It limits women's capacity to resist sex and to insist on their spouse's fidelity or even condom use. Yet most countries dismally fail to prevent it, persecute, or otherwise punish perpetrators, or provide health or legal services to survivors. Most do not often recognize its link with HIV and AIDS. Women's rights are often violated. This can be found in cultural settings where they are unable to speak out for fear of being beaten or sometimes tortured. There is always the feeling of imposed social isolation. Some of the results following the violation of the rights of these women are economic oppression, poverty, mental health, and depression. Some of the levels of domestic and gender-based violence are that it has nothing to do with class, color, creed, or race. In some of our cultures, we see it as normal. Men see it as property, where these women are concerned, in order to keep them in line. And some couples see marriage vows as forever, for better or for worse. So even if they have issues, they would look at it as religion. There are a lot of indicators fueling domestic and gender-based violence, and some of these are low self-esteem, where there might be a lack of education, poor communication skills, where there could be lack of skills, drug use, inclusive of alcohol, jealousy and possessiveness, and we can continue on and on. Women often face consequences and would normally have to depend on the abuser for things like money, food, housing, clothes, etc., even friends. Some of them are kept like prisoners in their own homes, since there is fear that information would be passed on to friends on the outside. There is no telephone contact in the home. In some cases, children are not allowed to go to school. This is very imminent if the perpetrator is HIV positive. And in for example, in Guyana, women have been murdered in domestic-related violence. In Jamaica, they are brutalized routinely with foot, fist, and real or makeshift weapons. And in Trinidad and Tobago, women are beaten, and if their children try to intervene, they are also beaten. Sometimes, according to severity of the situation, the house is set on fire. The woman is killed, the children are killed, and then the man commits suicide. Oftentimes, the results of these consequences would be illiteracy, teenage pregnancies from incest, HIV and AIDS, poverty, juvenile delinquency, child abuse, neglect, drug abuse, unemployment, or public health issues. In spite of collaborative efforts and some positive results, domestic and gender-based violence remains a severe and growing problem that impedes the sustainability development of the Caribbean. Transformation of gender relations and the culture of gender-based violence within the society is a long-term process. Significant action still needs to be taken. Domestic and gender-based violence is a real challenging concern And the questions are, how do we deal with it? And where do we go from here? Thank you.